Hello. Is that coming in? Can people hear this in the headset?
I mean, I can hear it.
All right, nice. That means it's good. So, hello, everyone. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're here for the Silica Gel Slop Hour with me, the Silica Gel Slop Hour host, Dan. The first show of the semester, first time in the studio in about 2 months. Feels pretty great. And this is also a special episode of the Silica Gel Slap Hour because it's the first one with a guest. I'm here in the studio with my good friend, Andres.
Hello, I'm Andres.
What's happening?
Not much, man. Today was pretty uneventful, I think.
Pretty much the same. Not a lot going on in Medford, MA in February. Anyways, we're going to have some special tunes today for the inaugural show.
Of course.
Of the show. Starting off, we got a classic Hmongan drum and bass jungle tune, proper wicked. Terminator by Metalheads, aka Rough G Crew, aka Goldie, which most people might know as Bjork's former fiance, who got the, you know, remember the Bjork stalker?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy was a target of the Bjork stalker because he was engaged to Bjork. But
oh my god,
he basically invented jungle with this song, and it's crazy. I think it goes insane. So we're gonna listen to Terminator by Metalheads.
Sweet.
Talking about these, I haven't done yet.
1992. Goddamn.
That's wild.
What'd you think of it?
That was really cool. Like, I've been kind of listening to, like, some of that, like, drum and bass and, like, breakcore type stuff as of late. Like, Machine Girl and, like, some more underground stuff like Vapor and his side project DJ Cam Girl.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. I love that.
Yeah, that's hard. It's so hard. And then, like, just, like, going back to, like, the origins is, like, really cool.
It's crazy. I have, like, one of the few things I have to be, like, proud about being British is drum and bass. I think it's such an integral part of the culture. And it's such, like, just a crazy thing to listen to. Like, hearing a bunch of, like, drunk British people on E going, like, wicked, wicked, massive, massive, tune. Well, like, that plays, that's just something that's crazy.
It's something else.
And it goes so hard,
too. It really does.
I love Goldie. Okay, up next, we got another British classic, I guess. It's a much different tone. We got some Sade coming up. And I've been really loving Sade as of late. I listened to her first album for the first time, like, last week. And it's been, like, on perpetual repeat. It's just one of, like, the nicest sounding albums. Nicest written, like, pop soul albums I've ever heard. So I'm gonna play Frankie's First Affair off of Sade's 1984 classic Diamond Life. Are you familiar with any Sade?
No, actually, I'm actually looking forward to it. So
in Doomsday, the Doom song, you know, I knew you were the one for me. I swear the whole world. You know, from Operation Doomsday.
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't listened to the entirety of Operation Doomsday quite yet. That's so.
Fair. But that was a Sade sample.
Okay.
So I love the song so much. So
I'm going to go back and listen to Operation Doomsday after this.
It's a classic. All right. Frankie's First Affair by Sade.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, where are my Diamond Lifers at? I love that album so
much. That was incredible.
It's a great.
That was really good.
I've been through a big sophisty pop phase, and that gets grouped into it for some reason. It's like a fake genre. It's one of those fake genres that people made up in a certain time period to call stuff that they didn't know what to call, and they made up sophisty pop for that.
I've never heard that term.
It's like it's like British pop music in the 80s that like had like jazz and soul influence, and they would call it sophistipop. I think it's a stupid.
Yeah, it sounds kind of pretentious.
It is, and I love it. The music. All right. Well, anyways, up next is a very special song by a very special new artist. A lot of people like joke and say, "Oh, you only listen to him ironically." No, I think his sound and his style is like so crazy. I haven't heard it anyone else before. Amazing energy. Funny, just fun to listen to, and of course talking about Portland native Yeet, Noah Smith. This one's for all my Romanian twizzies out there.
Also my Mexican twizzies. Oh yeah. Mexican twizzies.
We got Turban by Yeet. This one's amazing. Enjoy this one.
Yes, sir. Rockin' a turban, sippin' on malt, be like bourbon. I tell the coupe by the lot, but don't think about swerving. Yeah, I write a sign for a lot, cause shit ain't urgent. I got a whole lot of money coming in. They tell me it's a couple, that's way not sad, so don't bring them in. She said that she wanna come pull up and suck on my cock, told her to drink my kids. I knew all the shit from the start, so I already told you what it all is. Oh my gosh, oh my goodness. How did you do what I can? It's her move, it's her move, it's her move. How did you do what I can? It's her move, it's her move. I'm better do it again. It's her move, it's her move, it's her move, it's her move. Get out of all my shoes, we're raining on you. Who did that with them? I call my bitch and she pull up and lick it, okay, oh, Jesus. Slash, slash, slash. I had that booty sit down from the bottom, I told them this shit, I got no. Every time they wanna lie about it, I'ma ask them about it, cause they bluff. Brandy, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? When they sit up on the bottom, I know I'm gon' go. I better hop in a ghost. Okay. Told him I needed the money to pay out my bros. Running close to us. Saw the media's had ears, had to see ghosts. I ran my money up, this shit look like a turban. My diamonds flawless stuff, I said these bitches surfing. Yeah, I'm sipping on this mud, it's dirty and look like bourbon. Yeah, they ask me what I'm doing, I told her I'm busy swerving. Yeah, I've got a lot to do, it ain't easy being imperfect. Yeah. Rocking a turban. I'm all be the bit like Burby. I tell the coupe by the lot, but don't think about swerving. Yeah, I better sign for a lot, cause this shit ain't urgent. I got a whole lot of money coming in. They told me it's a couple dots waiting outside, so don't bring them in. She said that she wanna come pull up and suck on my cock, told her to drink my kids. I knew all the shit from the start, so I already told you what it all is. Oh my gosh, oh my goodness. How did you do what I can? It's her move, it's her move, it's her move. How did you do what I can? It's her move, it's her move. I'm better do it again. It's her move, it's her move, it's her move, it's her move.
Não fala mais na bota e no anel de sapata. Tudo que você devia ser. Não quis deixar que eu falasse de tudo, tudo que você podia ser. Ainda pense, é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser. Não importa, não faz mal. Você ainda pense, é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser.
Hello, I'm Ray Charles, and I just want to tell you that hearing is a wonderful gift. It's very precious. Please take care of it, huh?
Okay, well, we just heard the great message from Mr. Ray Charles. The great Ray Charles. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. I'm wrong mic. There we go. The great Ray Charles told us to keep our hearing in order.
I agree
too, Ray Charles. What did we think about what we heard, the yeet and the Milton Ostinamento?
I mean, very different, but like both extremely high quality, you know?
I know.
And yeet is like the voice of our generation.
Literally. Like who else? Like, I was thinking, like, artists that like could not have belonged to a generation that's not this one. Mm. And yeet, like 5 years ago, no one could be yeet. Five years ago, you couldn't make music that sounds like this.
No.
Now you can. It's crazy. Yeah. I love the times. Speaking of new songs that define a generation, this one's a new single. It's been setting the world on fire. Everyone loves it. You're going to recognize it instantly. The people, you lovely people at home. So sit back and enjoy. I'm not even going to name it. You're going to have to guess it. And you will guess it correctly because it's that iconic.
And they're saving their labor for insane reading. Some of them blues and some of them blues. But that's what they want and that's what they choose. It's a
Okay, so we just heard Cindy Tells Me by Brian Eno, and of course, Amygdala by Echo 2K and Blady.
Absolute anthem. I think that, like, how much Echo 2K moans in your ears is, like, correlated to how good the song is.
Literally, it's so good. Every, like, he's got them diamond, them golden pipes with that angelic voice.
He really does.
It's amazing. I love, he's the one of the greatest artists of the last, like, of the generation, I think. And I genuinely mean that without a hint of... Because when I say Yeats, like, one of the greatest artists of the generation, there's still a hint of, like, hyperbole there just because it's funny to say that. But I do think he's great, but it's still funny to say that. But, like, Echo 2K, unironically...
Yeah, he's super talented.
The best. One of the best. Mm. We have another one of the best in the game coming up. Arguably the best in the game. Who else is
what do you
doing?
Mean? What do you mean? Arguably the best. Undoubtedly the best.
Beautifully, the best in the game right now, and he's graced us with this absolute. It's just showing off how technically amazing he is, because, like, this is a victory lap. This isn't
it
like.
Really is. Yeah.
This is literally like a victory lap.
He, like, outdid himself.
He was trying to outdo himself, and he outdid himself. Like, how like, he was so brazen. To just take, well, of course, we're talking about the great Babytron of
Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Ypsilanti, Michigan, Detroit suburb of Ypsilanti, Michigan. This is his most recent song, King of the Galaxy. You won't find it on streaming services, and if you know any like the biggest rap songs of, like, the past, like, 15 years, you'll know why it's not on streaming services.
Yeah, when you hear it's pretty evident.
But really, it's I'm just wowed by him, honestly. I think he's one of the best around right now. Because he's so funny and goofy, that really just helps.
It just adds to it.
It just adds it. It makes it so much more fun to listen to. So the brand new Babytron song, King of the Galaxy, is coming up right now. Please enjoy it.
Highest hill, fuck. Highest hill, moon.
It's land on your bitch, now don't let your bitch go, nigga.
Highest hill moonwalking, smooth criminal. No, for real, I feel like Mike Jack. So much money in my jeans, bitch, the blue's visible. Bitch, we call that shit a thigh pad. Rap star, shit, I'm feeling like I'm Polo G. Got a polo me in a $1,000 polo tee. Bro scored, thank God, wasn't no Moline. Dropping red in my pop, I don't pull no green. What the fuck is that? Unky in the trap with oranges like a pumpkin patch. Up the strap and double back, I'm laying something flat. Getting workout like a gym teacher, it's like jumping jacks. I got two sticks, alright. Two sticks, 21, we a blow them out. Moose knuckle goose, turn the clear when it's snowing out. That's some tricks, better pull it out. 20 Hellcats when we rolling out. Big dog shit, blues on me, I'm just showing out. Had to blow a dog down, heard that he stole an ounce. Track hawk too fast, scamming off a two jack. Caught him out of traffic, left his little whip with two flat. Call Habibi, he said he gon' do it with his new strap. Talk about he fucking with me, that's some true cap. Full of quaking, finna quench my thirst. Chop futuristic, we a knock him out the metaverse. Unky finna make the dog fight, he gotta pet it first. Call him Mordecai, cause everything he doing regular. Off of 3-5 of SpaceX, I done left the earth. Caught him at the red light, like show me how that pedal work. Mr. Go 200, I done fucked around and wrecked the verb. 100 ball on me, this ain't nothing major. You ain't got a job, but on the gram, you a fucking hater. 20-some coats, I got Montclair bubble flake. Bubblegum gelato got me flying, bitch, I'm high as hell. I think I just landed up on Neptune. Pretty bitch with me, she a dime, boy, she fine as hell. She won't talk to you, let your check blue. Riding around the hill, casting scat packs. Had to take my hat off in the booth, cause I don't rap cat. Quarter ticket in my backpack, I might flash rap. Send them robbers up into your crib like where that stash jack. Skirting, yeah, okay. Skirting in the guinea, it's yours, finna swerve. Brody got the soda in the yola, finna stir. In the booth locked in, I gotta get it perfect. Game winner, I hit it, you be feeling nervous. Tried to stop the shine, had to go and fix the curtains. Aki slid down, finna go and hit his turban. All that lying in the song, shit, I'm finna turn it. Jeans, Mike Amiri, Coda Goose, I think the sneeze from Europe. Pine the Quagan, ain't no Aunt Jemima when we drink it, sir. I don't need a P to turn up, slide on sober mode. Whoever thought that they was king of rap, you getting overthrown. Two Glock 23s on me, that's a pair of mics. He a high head, finna go and check his Fahrenheit. Jackman, finna get 10 through the air tonight. If it's up, then it's stuck, I hope you ain't scared of heights. Ryan round with two Glocks, they both the newest gen. Up in Neiman's, Fanny full of shit, I got some blues to spin. Heard he wanted head on head, then why he out here juking then? Doggy rockin' Barry, acting tough, he finna lose some friends. It ain't the L, you learned a lesson from it. You saying free your mans, but you ain't even send them nuts. Spaceship and turn into a Martian if I press this butt. Somerset King, if I'm in Troy, bitch, I'm spending something. Sipping out the baby bottle, toting baby Drake. Hustle around the clock, 365, ain't no lazy day. Need the golden glove, I'm around this bitch catching crazy play. On Collins Ave, I'm MIA like I'm babyface. Bitch, I feel like Ace Hood, I woke up in the garden. Had to backhand my little cousin, he just spilled some wok. 5-star telly, Zach and Cody tripping in the lobby. 100 overall, you can't really do shit to stop. If I ever see the Jakes, gon' have to do the race. In here racing to the pace, my footwork human race. Woke up shit, I'm finna face, I damn near blew an ace. Woke up finna blow some pay. What you gon' do today? Bay putty on, pay the stack for it. Real source, I ain't never had shortage. Sleeve Nash, I had my man scored. Steak fiend, finna go and grab Morton's. Talk about the plug, you ain't gotta play. Red bottoms on, I'm like Andale. Already got two, finna drop a chain. If it ain't about blues, I don't wanna hang. Shooter caught an op on some loose shit. Bitch, I feel like Young Sosa in the True Fit. Unk at the farm, walking out with a new script. Counting blue strips at Roof Chris on some roof shit. Where the fuck I'm at? I think I'm in the club. Shit. I might make it thunderstorm, I'm playing with a dub. Dog, you wear that hoodie for a month, throw him in the tub. 2016, Tron was active, probably getting plugged. It's only one baby Tron and I'm standing up. Finally made a 10 ball, are you active, huh? Let me take this 201, I'm finna jam and punt. Rip Kobe, I'ma take the shot, I can't pass it up. Back in high school, I would've had you scared to pack a lunch. Flash in the beam, the chop, Call of Duty pack a punch. Skinny motherfucker, but I swear that the glass is bust. King of the whole galaxy, might blow a planet up. Dog shit militia, shitty boys, you know what the fuck going on, man. King of the whole galaxy, they can't fuck with me. You know what the fuck going on, shitty boys.
How does he do it?
I don't know, man. He's too talented.
He's literally, like, it blows my mind. The, like,
He can just flow over anything.
Like, his flow sounds the same on every song, but it's like, it's so perfect where he's just found the flow that like works just, on literally everything.
He invented the optimal flow.
Literally.
Like, so, this is peak rap.
Why try anything else if you just have something that works so well?
Exactly.
And that's why I really love, you know, ending with the Slim Shady. It proves that he is the best Detroit rapper ever.
Easily.
Literally, Eminem cannot compete. I'm not even joking. Eminem is mid at best, and we got Babytron here. Absolutely killing it. Some of the funniest. Just amazing. I love it.
Incredible.
Okay, so up next, we're going to do something a little different. Something that I've always been kind of scared to play on a radio show.
Is that so?
Because it's just such like a niche thing, and like a lot of people might not get it, and like it's I'm gonna be playing some early lo-fi James Ferraro tapes, and this show is named after a James Ferraro album, and I've repped him on the show multiple times, but this is one of his earlier albums. It's very, very lo-fi. It's a concept album about like so in Scientology they have their own version of Nirvana called Clear. Okay. So like when you've reached enlightenment you become clear and you're in the Scientology heaven. This was made as a soundtrack to Clear for this. So this is the shortest song on the album, which is why I'm playing it. This song's 5 minutes. All the other songs are 17 minutes. That's why I'm picking this song. But yeah, I love this album. I hope other people can vibe with it as much as I do. It's a little weird, though, so I don't know. We'll see. Hope you enjoy.
Will we be enlightened?
You might be enlightened. You might become a Scientologist. It worked for me. All right. Untitled number 3 from James Ferraro's Clear.
Thank you.
So that was untitled, one of like the 50 untitled James Ferraro songs. Yeah. I don't know.
That was quite an experience.
It is quite an experience. I like, why I love him so much is because, like, he's released at least, like, 100 albums at this point under so many different names, and, like, they all have such, like, a unique, like, feel to them, and, like, I don't know. I think he's pretty neat.
Right, like, how can you be, like, so prolific and just, like, keep switching it up?
I know.
It's crazy.
He had this one, my favorite period of albums, in the year 2009, he released, like, 10 albums in the summer of 2009. It was called the Summer Head Rush Series, where he locked himself in this room in Antwerp, Belgium, with, like, this tiny, like, sampler synth, and he would, like, put himself into a state of, like, self-induced free fall, where basically you cut, like, you manually cut the oxygen to your brain, and you give yourself, like, hallucinations, and it makes you feel like you're in free fall.
Yeah.
And he made, like, 10 albums in that state, and they're all amazing. They're all classics.
I can't even imagine what that would sound like.
It's we have extra time, actually. I'm gonna give a sample of and they all sound really they all have their own theme
too. Oh my god.
My favorite is iAsia. Like, that's my favorite Ferraro project, but it's one of the most idiosyncratic ones. I'll play, like, the first, like, 2 minutes of iAsia, because I don't think most people could take more than that. So...
107.7
XM
Radio Mars.
That was a sample of iAsia.
That was crazy.
A lot of people don't like iAsia. I don't know why. All right, let's get more normcore with it. Not really normcore, but
comparatively normcore.
Comparatively normcore. People have heard of this one. People who aren't me have heard of this one. So this is a song from might possibly be my favorite rap album of all time. One of my favorite songs from it. This is a formative album for me. Of course, the album I'm talking about is The Unseen by Quasimodo, produced by the great Madlib. Ooh, the mouse isn't working. Okay. The song Green Power from The Unseen by Quasimodo. Have you listened to The Unseen?
No, I have not.
Oh,
The only Quaz I've listened to is his feature on Mad Villainy.
But that's such a classic. Like he
goes. It is. He really goes in.
That's really one of the greats. One of the mouse isn't working. This is horrible.
Yeah, it's a little finicky.
Oh well, we'll make it work. Anyway. I lost the Spinatron keeps logging the system songs and I keep losing it. This is what the people out there want to listen to. This is what they want to hear right now. Anyways, okay, perfect. So we are playing now Green Power by Quasimodo. Enjoy.
Last month anyway.
Just an excuse, because you're too new.
I have my eyes on you.
Here's the deal.
We just been walking about a week or two.
Mine, the world's mine with you.
What put you on the block anyway? A kid? An old man? Probably all three.
Here's the deal.
Wouldn't be no news to me. Cause ain't nothing under a rock that I ain't seen. I'm just about collecting my money, smoking green. Nothing's gonna happen to you. At least nothing new. Cry and cry alone. It's cool, I'm black too. If you know what's good for you, you make enough cheese, you can be my main boo. Smile.
You know it's good for you.
You really want to know? That's all there is to it. Besides, what's the bad?
Just that simple, huh?
Nothing's ever simple. Money. Money, not enough bread.
I'm taking care of business, like they say. Green is business. They say, oh, by screen in a funny way. Comes all the way in the circle is what I mean. It all starts and finishes with green. Right?
Yeah. Green ain't only money, you know. It's silence, country, and things that grow. You can have your foot in the drip or watch it be. That's where it's at, in a funny way, if you follow me.
Then
maybe I work on my ratio some.
Until judgment comes,
just tell them everything.
Green. It's a lick, no matter where you place it.
Green.
It's a color today, always been facing. The
green
on my scene change every day.
So let us do unto you, they say.
Green is a life bag in a different way, but it could lead to a death bag too.
Neon red in you. Anyway.
It could lead to a death bag too.
Neon red in you. Anyway. They just pushed it too strong. Too many oceans and lawn and pot guts and lawn. Take all the crumbs of the piece of cornbread.
City has, and that's jazz. A while ago, there were cats reading while cats played jazz behind them. There wasn't nothing happening, so the musicians cooked right on like they didn't even mind them. I wrote the shortest jazz poem ever heard. Nothing about hugging, kissing. One word. Listen.
I love that album. I love that album.
That was fire.
What'd you think?
The production was so good.
Literally my favorite production probably on any hip hop ever project ever. Probably. I don't know. So we have a bit of time left. So I'm just gonna play this. This isn't a song. I just think it'd be.
Apparently, Mr. Johnson is part of a hip hop group called Fatty Spins. Recently, he made a song called, get this, Doing Your Mom. Doing your mom? That's just insulting! I dared myself to watch the music video of that song, and this is what happened.
I'm doing your mom, yes, yours, for scoring the Walmart, picking out your drawers, big dolly parting hair like an 80s prime queen, but her ass is looking good at all up in some milk, and I was staring at giggity.
After that, I had to calm myself down gradually.
He's playing video games.
I'll tell you, it wasn't a good experience. But hold on, it gets even better. He made a t-shirt of the same title.
That's like Cardi
merch. I can't even imagine why that article of clothing exists.
I wish
Who's
I could see this right
wear
now.
Wear that junk. You wear it, you get
Fill
nothing
it
but
mind.
Mad responses you'll regret. Take that shirt off! Were you raised in a barn full of idiots? We do not allow that repulsiveness in school. I'm writing a note to your parents and sending you to the office. Get out! And eventually, this will happen. Sir, can I talk to you for a minute?
What an I love that. That's
Incredible.
Such a classic relic.
Ray William Johnson.
Do it, your mom!
Also the mastermind behind your favorite Martian.
Literally, oh my god, what a absolute legend. Okay, so we're winding the time down here on the Radio Free. No, not the Radio Free Tufts. I didn't say that. I'm not the Radio Free Tufts admin. If anyone listening knows what that is, that's fine.
They're kind of funny though.
Yeah, they're pretty smart and cool and sexy. I bet they're awesome. It's not me though. I'm certainly not the Radio Free Tufts admin. Anyways, we're gonna finish the night off with a nice, lovely, sophisti pop song. With the Blue Nile headlights on the parade. I love this song. It's such a vibe. I hate using that word, but that's really all it is, and it's such a classic banging track. We're gonna play out with it. And to everyone listening, I would like to say thank you so much for tuning in at this ungodly hour in the morning, listening to the Silica Gel Slop Hour. I want to say thank you, Andres, for coming on my show.
Thank you for having
me. It's been great.
It has been.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So, closing things out, Headlights on the Parade by the Blue Nile. Scottish classics right here. Let's get it.
Let's
enjoy.
Go.
And goodbye. See y'all next Friday.
See ya. Also, tune into my show, which
oh,
is...
Oh, yeah, yeah, we gotta do the plug.
Yeah. Tune into my show, which is, I guess, today at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
This Andres' Late Night Delights.
Tune into a show. Do it. Or else you're a fake Silica Gel Slop Hour fan if you don't switch. All right. Closing it out. Scottish classics right here. Enjoy and goodbye. See you in a week. Mwah.
See y'all.